Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now, what was your question?
Well, I've got to preface first, so I'm a bit sick.
Yeah, so Lola's crook as a dog.
Sorry, I'm going to be the one coughing toast. So my voice is warming up. When I first, it sounds better than when I first walked in.
When you first walked in, you went.
I went.
You, it was like. It's literally Voldemort reincarnate. She floated in. Hi, guys. She's carrying things looking all meek. You were looking all meek when you were carrying your bags. Like, help me, but you go, don't get in too close. I think I've got the black lung, Pop. Shaking.
Don't make me laugh because that hurts too. I said also, I reckon I could cry today.
Yeah, so we're on a mission to try and make Lulu cry. So we're going to show her, like, I think later on in the potty, let's just put some, like, wholesome videos on. I want to see if something can knock you.
Something gets me. But back to what I was – so I drove here on my own in Alfonso, and I even turned the music down the entire drive. I was thinking to myself, how the fuck does that work, Judge? So you'll say, like
– I love that you've just fucking
– you'll be like, I'll go talk about one of my friends, like Tor, or – also, I'm pretty sure Tor gave me the sickness, little bitch.
Yeah.
But you'll say one of my friends like Tor or something, you'd be like, oh, yeah.
I believe it was most recently about Soph Shoreland.
Oh, okay, yes, right. And you'll go, hang on, let me get this out properly.
You've got this, bro.
You'll go, I'll go, oh, I was hanging out with so-and-so on the weekend. You'll go, oh, yeah, she's hotter than a $2 pistol.
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, a pistol would never cost $2. Are you talking about like a squirty one that you get from the $2 shop? Or are you talking about like...
Depends how hot they are.
You know, like a pistol would technically.
So that's the point, Lou. So the point is, say, think about back in the old West.
Mm.
Now, if you were to go and purchase a pistol, you know, you would assume that a pistol would probably cost $15 upwards. You know what I mean? If you were to buy a $2 pistol, that thing's likely going to overheat because it's a poorly made, cheap pistol. So. Boom, boom, boom. That's overheating that pistol because it's $2. So it's hotter than a $2 pistol because it's a cheap, shitty pistol that's going to overheat as you fire it.
Seems like a stupid analogy.
Rummy. Okay, break it down why
well,
it's stupid.
I don't think you should make me do too much this podcast.
I understand that, but you've said something. You've made a statement. Back it up. Why do you...
Am I going to get in trouble for saying that?
No. What, in trouble from who?
You, Willie.
No, I just want
the
you to...
The world?
I want you to
Mum,
back...
Mum, Dad?
I want you to back...
DDD?
I want you to back your words
my
up.
My friends?
Back your words up. Why is it a stupid analogy?
Well, you just think there'd be better ways that you could describe if someone was hot rather than a $2 pistol from the Wild Wild West that's overheated.
But don't... Yeah, of course there are. There are great ways to describe if someone's hot. But think of one. Try and do one now. Hotter than what? Hotter than some of the victims from fucking Mount Vesuvius.
Hot. Hotter than the sun when it's scorching a 12 UV ray at 12 p.m. on a summer's day.
Oh, yeah, that's better. Let's do that. Let's use that one. Let's hotter than the sun when it's 12 when it's scorching a 12 UV ray on a hot summer's day.
Kind of rhymes.
What about hotter than a $2 pistol? Boom, 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 quick. Hotter than, you got this.
Wow, he's hotter than lava. It's quick and simple.
It's not,
quick and simple.
Not so obvious.
Quick
though.
And simple.
Too obvious.
Okay.
Think it, make it a bit more abstract.
Okay. What's the hottest place in the world?
I've got one. Hotter than Lou would be when we mentioned that fucking pimple.
I said to you before the podcast started, if one more person mentioned the fucking pimple on my chin, Billy, zoom out. I look very puffy and sick. No close-ups today. I can see myself. Zoom out.
When Willie sent through the fucking our first reel for like our last podcast, then you were just like, "Will, no more close-ups, cunt." You're like, "Back that shit right."
Take that as fuck. Move the fucking camera and put it out into the car park because no one is getting any closer. The problem with this pimple is it's a blind pimple.
I love you. We hadn't even noticed
it. Don't lie to me.
I swear on our friendship, dude.
There is a blind pimp.
Bro.
It's so deep in my skin.
It feels worse to you because it's on your face. It's not visible.
Have you read the comments? A lot of others noticed it, kid.
Did they? They did. Well, people are too judgmental. Oh, here we go. Old coffee caravan.
It kind of reminded me.
Fuck off, you can get a taste of your own medicine, you piece of shit.
It kind of reminded me of that conjoined twin story. A couple weeks ago.
Oh, which one? Oh.
Why?
Because you've got another entity.
Well, yeah. I said two rules today. Don't mention the pimp.
Yeah.
And be nice to LDD.
You are still, your bone structure's still there. You're still gorgeous, but.
Just a bit puffy.
I did want to start the podcast by saying, all right, well, welcome, Lou. Now, who's your friend that you brought along? Looks like we've got a guest on the podcast.
It'll be Pimply Lou. Oh, Pimply Lou.
Oh, fucking hell. Well.
You can't, I'm the only cougher today.
Yeah, correct. As a man who's had many, many of those in his lifetime, I empathise.
Thank you. It could be worse. It's just the blind ones. They're sore.
Mm.
You know?
Because the blind ones are sore, it makes you feel like they're way more prominent. Once I literally got a cyst on my face. This was post-Roaccutane. It had cleared up my acne, and I'm not joking. For some reason, I just got this huge cyst on my face. I didn't know what a cyst was. Thought it was a pimple or whatever. And I literally was walking around like, I think that motherfucker became sentient.
How big? Like,
fucking.
In the terms of basketballs, 0.
Oh, shit, okay.
It'd be smaller than 0.7.
It was probably, let's be honest, it was probably a 1/35th of a basketball.
Still large.
Huge. Huge.
Were people staring at it?
Yeah, dude. It was having full-on conversations to other people while I was talking to some of my mates.
You know who you are? You are the character in the first Harry Potter when he's got Voldemort on the back of his head? That was your fucking cyst.
Seriously. I'd just be like talking to my mates like this. Yeah, so boys, what do you want?
What do you want for lunch?
I'd hear someone talking in parcel tongue and I'd see a bunch of snakes go off on a mission. I'm like, is that you? And they just hide. Literally. I'd go to Macca's and I'd drive through Macca's. I'd be like, could I get a double quarter pounder and fries? I'd come out double and I'd go, guys, you've also given me a large McChicken meal. And I'd hear, that's for me.
I remember
going out once to the pub, literally went out to the pub. I didn't pick up a chick. He did. I had to fucking lay there while he rooted her.
You're just silent. You're needing to cough. You're like...
I was reading an FHM and he's mid-chong. I mean, it was just, mate, I didn't fail my HSC. He did.
He brought down the mark.
No, I failed. He passed.
He brought up the mark then.
Yeah.
You know when you're so sick that you almost feel like delirious?
Yeah.
Like the sleep was so fucked up. It was like, I honestly felt like I'd been run over by a car. My whole body just like ached. I woke up in like puddles of, like, I thought I'd pissed myself. I thought the bedwetters will love this.
Shit, yeah.
Not piss, just sweat.
Yeah, buddy. Now you are crook. We're going to get you in and out, kid.
I won't get close. No podcast pashes today.
Well, we couldn't do the pre-cop podcast pash, which Willie was fuming about because we did say your time's in jail's done.
I didn't allow him to
come back yet. Yeah. Louisa, I mean,
he's got another week. A week of punishment.
We can't keep punishing him like this. He's been sent to this room.
He's got to learn his lesson.
Now, Willie, have you learned?
I have, but I do think I deserve a little bit more time in the ring.
Oh.
Actions speak louder than words.
Okay.
I need to earn my way back.
Yeah, all right.
I haven't seen any action.
Well, what? TDD hasn't visited?
Just stop it.
Hey, guess
Wait,
what?
The amount of-
hey, guess what, kid? I'm with you, and I live with mine.
The amount of DMs I got being like, you're a dumb kid, kid. Like naming what? Where TDD plays footy and...
Oh, yeah.
Naming where TDD plays footy and that he got not man on ground, best on ground. Everyone's like, you're an idiot kid. I'm like, guys, it like no one really gives a fuck. It's just like a bit of a gag. I reckon I probably got 40 DMs.
Did you?
Being like, you're an idiot, Deldon.
Well,
hey, Deldon's smarter than you think, kids.
Well.
Well.
Yeah.
Maybe
know,
not today.
If any of us are.
Maybe not today.
I do know that the mob, the Super Soakers in the Patreon are very well across it. They've been
Super
naming,
Soakers
in
will
the
get,
MSN chat.
Super Soakers will get his name today.
Oh, well, they've already Patreon. Got it.
I know, but it's not real until it comes from the mouth of the horse.
What a tremendous little analogy.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not real until it comes from the mouth of LDD.
The horse.
I don't think I look like a horse.
No.
But I think if I was an animal, I'd be the cute little King Julian from Madagascar.
What the fuck is he?
A lemur. Or
is he?
What's yeah, that? Yeah, yeah. I just looked psycho of me. I saw that there was a bug flying around my face.
If you're
I think he's a lemur. Well, I'm either a koala or a lemur.
You're a koala.
But they're a bit slow and not as annoying.
Yeah, they're... Well, you're a healthy... If a lemur fucked a koala...
Oh, Jack.
Because you'd be annoying and slow mentally.
That's...
And guess what? You're not slow mentally. You are very annoying. But you're not slow and you're very pretty. And guess what? You're going to get better from this sickness, won't you?
Well, keep going.
That's and you like. And guess who... And you look very cool.
And?
You got a tremendous fashion sense.
And?
Clap
for me.
And you're the queen, LDD.
Thank you, everyone.
And chill.
You know, whenever I jump in the chat on the Patreon, I go, everyone clap for me. And then just like 50 clap at me.
Jesus Christ. She's literally.
Wait, I had something else I wanted to tell you. I wrote it down in my notes.
Perfect.
My phone's too big to go through.
You're okay, buddy.
Oh, can't remember. But I did have a...
Fucking hell.
I did remind
Strap
me...
Strap in, bedwetters. This is going to be an absolute rip snorter.
It did remind me of one thing. I think I am going to go to Europe. Because remember I was on the fence?
Yeah.
Tor and I were talking last night and we were sending each other videos and photos back and forth of our last trip. And we were having a good giggle.
How long?
Not long.
How long?
Honestly thinking 2.5 weeks. Maybe 3, max. Prom.
It's crept up just in this conversation.
No, between 14 and 17 days. Quick in and out for LDD.
That's absolutely perfect.
Thank you. And you might be coming with me potentially. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
You're coming in my suitcase.
Okay. All right, yes, Mum. I'll just say I'll let Steph know.
What would you do? Okay, let me paint a picture for you. It's your, you've had a tough 3 weeks. Something terrible's happened.
Mm.
We arrive at the podcast and I go, pack your bag, kid. Pack your bags, kid. We're going on holiday. Would you trust me to pack your bag and come and go? Does that make sense?
It does make sense. It's in a roundabout way. I know what you mean.
Would you pack your bag and get in the air?
No. No, I wouldn't.
Wait, you wouldn't just pack your bag and come to the airport with me and get on the airplane and go? With no context of where we're going?
No.
What if I'd booked us like the Caesar Palace in Vegas?
I'd be like, buddy, what the fuck are we going to do with this?
No, but say I'd figured all this out.
How?
I'd recorded
6 episodes by yourself.
Yeah.
So I'm going to subject the bedwetters to that shit?
Yeah.
Ah, fucking hell.
No. Clause in the story. I've packed all the podcast gear because it's fine when we're in the same room. We're going to Vegas. We're going to Caesar's Palace.
Yeah, I'd do that in a heartbeat.
Okay, that's good to know. It's not happening. But
hold on. Just fucking woo up. Don't be getting fucking thoughts.
Well, what about if If it wasn't Vegas.
don't be over here getting thoughts now, Louisa.
What if it wasn't?
We like you thoughtless.
What if it wasn't Vegas and it was like, we're going to like Townsville?
I love Townsville.
No, I've never been. Write that one down, Willie. That's a good idea.
If it was like going to like fucking
I'm
going to
do that as a surprise.
If it was going on like some fucking holiday where it's like not a holiday, you know what I mean? It's more like in a spiritual journey or some bullshit, I wouldn't go.
That should be a segment. We're like maybe once every 3 months we surprise each other with
a holiday?
Not necessarily. Not a holiday. A working content trip. Imagine us leaving on a Wednesday and going somewhere fun in Australia. And then bringing the podcast gear and doing the podcast from there. And then the whole Wednesday, Thursday, Friday would be about the fun time we had on the trip away. And then we come home.
Louisa, I would love that. But you know you and I know me. And we're the king and queen of peter outs. Now
we should do it once.
What have we got to do?
Nothing.
Yeah.
No, we actually do have a bit.
Oh, yeah. It's been fucking...
It's been pretty. We got to fucking film after this. Also, is it really hot in here? Or is it me? I want to take my top off, and I'm only wearing a bra. Not just going to sit here.
But just for the sake of like your health, I think take the top off. Don't you think, Willie? Like sake of your health, man.
To be fair, this is like wool.
We don't want you to get any sicker.
We don't want you to get any sicker, man.
It goes in waves. Like I was sitting on the couch, and I was in a hoodie and shorts.
Yeah.
And then I sweat through that, so I had to get changed. And then I put on my Kevin t-shirt and some track pants. And I was fine in that, and then I had Kevin lying on my chest.
And you've sweated through Kevin.
Didn't sweat through Kevin. But I will say one thing. Kevin's probably sicker than me. I was just coughing on his entire head, lying on the couch going,
yeah, it's a fucking toy. It's a plush toy.
Still, he'd be covered in germs.
Germs. So what are you going to do about that? Fucking put him through the wash or?
Nah, he doesn't. Oh, he probably should go through the wash.
Maybe.
But I don't want to ruin him.
No, a light wash.
Maybe I should hand wash him. Oh, imagine him in the sink and me scrubbing him.
We should all get our tops off.
Jack.
No, for your health, I don't want you I don't want you to feel out of place. Willie and I will both get tops off too.
Can we next week come to the podcast in our pajamas? Can we do a pajama podcast?
Yeah.
That would be fun.
I don't have pajamas.
You'll be nude and I'll be in my pajamas.
How big of a blur can you get, Willie? Like if
you
I
won't even
to
need to blur it.
I'll just big as you need.
Speaking of, you know how you uploaded last night the Jarch was in the bath and he uploaded a story being like like seeing my little peenie float or
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was pissing myself. People were messaging saying, can see your penis in the reflection of the tap. Yeah. Could you?
Nah.
Oh. I suppose it's too small to see.
Yeah, correct.
Right.
Correct. No, I checked that because I saw the tap and I was like, any reflection there? Nah.
That would have been even funnier if you had your penis in the reflection.
It is so funny watching
your peenie float.
Watching a cock float. I've always said it.
So does it like stand up straight?
He waves
at you.
Yeah, it's okay.
You know what reminds me of those things outside the automotive places and they blow around in the wind? Is that what your little peenie looks like?
Not dissimilar.
Yeah.
Not dissimilar, yeah.
Or like...
I love how you keep sliding little in there without you noticing.
Yeah, I know. Your little peenie.
Well, like it would be a little peenie in the bath.
No, kid.
No, it would be a little peenie. You would be a...
Don't worry about me for a second,
no,
kid.
No, Judge, you would be a grower, not a shower. Sorry.
That is true.
Yeah, I think most people would be.
I know, like, blokes who have healthy blue vein custard chuckers.
Stop
that are
that.
Like they're 8 inches on the flop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then when they become erect and nothing much happens.
Yes. Does it it would be an even littler peenie in an ice bath. It would be non-existent.
No, you know what's weird? No.
Doesn't fucking happen for me.
No, no.
Mine just like fucking grows in the ice bath. It's quite fucked. I like sitting there and it's just like, ba-bomf. It's like, no one else could fit in the ice bath with me.
It's actually, yeah, actually it's like, they actually told me to get out because too much water was spilling out of the ice bath. I said, sorry, man, it's cock weight. I said, sorry, champ. Cock weight.
It's Cockberg.
So sometimes the
it's Cockberg,
the cold just gets this cock weight going crazy. Do you know, I reckon when it does is when it's like full on exercise, like reverts.
Well, like when you're boxing, it shrivels up.
So I think about it. Just know when I'm boxing on the night, I'll have a shriveled cock.
Yuck. Yuck. That was honestly like, that felt like a movie for me just then. Like your face went blurred and I just imagined the shriveled.
Aunt Louisa, anyway. Don't bring this podcast down. No, you always bring it down into like a cock-ridden gutter.
I'm sick. I'm allowed to say what I want. There's like a clause at the start of the podcast. When you're sick, you can say what you want.
You do look like one of the clauses with that colour.
Santa Claus.
Yeah, like his daughter or something.
I can't wait for Christmas.
It's fucking April.
You didn't get me a Christmas present. You better get me one this year.
Did I not?
No.
Did I not?
No. I would remember. I've got a spreadsheet where I write down who did and who didn't. Oh. No, I'm kidding. I saw that on TikTok though and I was like, that is so fucked up. He did a spreadsheet on birthdays, who said happy birthday to him and who didn't, from like 2013.
Who?
This guy on TikTok did a spreadsheet of who said happy birthday to him and who didn't, of close friends and family.
He needs to have a good fucking hard look at himself. How old?
Our age, probably. I reckon 30.
Bro, if you're a bloke you're doing that shit, have a good fucking hard look at yourself in the mirror.
Let's do Lulu Go Surfing because I've got something else similar across. Well, not similar, but like, I guess kind of in a roundabout way. We'll do it before Lulu Go Surfing. I saw on TikTok this girl sends out to her ex-boyfriends a like exit survey. So she'll write an exit survey being like, how was I out of, you know, 10 in this area, right? And then it'll like add up into like a pie graph and it'll show like whether she would be a good girlfriend or whether they were like compatible.
Wait, what? Aren't they breaking up?
Yes, she sends an exit survey.
I'm assuming Gen Z.
I'm pretty sure she's in finance, probably like 30, maybe 26.
What a fucking idiot.
That sounds like somebody who doesn't know how to be a human.
Yeah, fucking cyborg shit.
She was funny. The way she was, it was funny. Like, you could just tell she was like, this is crack up. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, right. Don't know about it. Who the fuck would answer that?
Wonder what your exit surveys would say. No empathy. Shriveled up penis. Always sauna ice bathing. Never replies on his phone. No chin.
It's a, hey, I'm a hell of a catch. What would yours say?
Be careful.
What would yours say?
You tell me.
Needy, annoying.
I'm not needy or annoying. You can actually ask TDD. He says I'm very independent. No, I am. No, Jack, I live on my own.
I am. Okay, let's do some Lulu Go Surfing. Phlegm. Let's go.
Sorry, I'm really gross today. Lucky I've already got a boyfriend.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Lulu Go Surfing on Google Chrome. That didn't sound as good as it normally does.
No.
CCTV footage captures the moment. Horse trots down Sydney train station platform. Did you see that?
Holy dolly.
This train. Sorry. Wait, did I say that right?
Yeah, read it again.
CCTV captures the moment. Horse trots down Sydney train station platform. So this horse escaped from a nearby farm. He bolted from one of his stables and he made his way to the platform of Warwick Farm Station. And the cutest thing is he's just standing behind the yellow lines. It looks like he's about to jump on the train.
It does look like he's about to jump on.
He's been very clever,
like
isn't
Mr.
he?
Egg. Ed. Hey, so who owned it?
A farmer.
And what, he just...
Because he escaped from his stables.
Wandering horse, here we go.
Yeah, and he just starts wandering around. Isn't that adorable?
Looks like he's just bloody horsing around.
Yeah, but also a bit scary. Imagine if he ran onto the train tracks.
Well, free glue.
I think he wanted to get to the east.
No, seriously though, free glue. You know? It's what glue's made at horses.
I didn't know that. Well, that makes me quite sad.
Every time you were licking PVA glue or eating glue as a child, just know.
Don't.
Horse.
Don't, Jack.
Mr. Ed.
Don't. I said be nice today.
More like Mr. Dead.
Don't.
So was everything okay with the horsey?
Yes, he's gone home back to his stable. He didn't get on the train at Warwick Farm. Warwick.
When did that happen?
A week ago.
A week ago.
We don't do news in real time.
No, we don't.
We don't give a fuck. I'd read something out from 2013.
We don't. You know, we should bring horses back.
Well, they do around Centennial Park.
Yeah, no, but I think just in general life, because imagine being able to get fucking blind and then just ride your horse home.
But you wouldn't. You'd get drunk driving.
No, you're just riding your horse.
Well, that'd be the same.
You don't need a license.
But it's the same as if you drive your scooter home, you can get drunk driving.
No, but that's a mechanical vehicle.
No, those Lime scooters you can as well.
Looters?
Yeah.
Well, you can get done by being pissed on them.
Yeah.
So every single cunt is going to get done.
Yeah.
Because no one rides them sober.
Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty certain.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Said with such conviction, you got me.
No, you definitely can. I know somebody who got done for...
Drunk driving?
Drunk driving on a... I think they're on a scooter, like a Lime scooter.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. What, but on the right?
Not the bicycle. But I think the bicycle's the same thing.
A bicycle couldn't be. You could not get done by
them. Yes, you can, Jack.
On a bike?
It's going fast enough that you could hurt yourself and others.
You can get done by drunk driving on a bicycle.
Yes.
That's not a motor vehicle.
But it's fast and you're pedalling.
So if you're sprinting, can you get done for drunk truck running?
Maybe.
Hey, pull over. Pull over.
Call one of your brothers. They're a cop. Ask them.
Good point.
Okay, not one more.
Oh, Willie's looking this up.
Oh. Yeah, it says here, a BAC limit of 0.05 applies when riding an e-scooter. So it's the same for a...
Bicycle, though. E-scooter has a motor.
I think it's because it's got the...
Well, bicycles, some of them have motors.
I'm talking a bicycle, okay? I'm talking a cycle with no motors, a bicycle. It's called a bicycle.
I'm pretty sure you still can.
I would be very surprised if you could get pulled over. In fact, you can't.
No, you can.
You can't get done for drunk riding a bicycle.
You can.
Drycycle.
You can get drycycled.
Who have you heard of that's got drycycled?
Heaps of people.
Ah, Lulu. Now Lulu's in the lying phase of the story.
Heaps. I can't even name them all.
If there were so many, surely you could name one.
John.
Okay.
Where was he?
He was riding around the back of the dumpsters.
What was he looking for?
Tacos.
From what day?
Tuesday. Okay. So Loch Ness dumb. Monster. So NASA dumb. Urged to help as new search begins. The new search will take place for the 90th anniversary of Sir Edward Mountain's exhibition from 30th of May to the 2nd of June. So they're going for a fresh hunt.
Did he marry Karen Valley?
What's this gag you're going to do?
Well, Edward Mountain. It's just an opposite thing. Edward Mountain married Karen Valley.
Oh. So.
Hey, listen.
They're going for another
How
hunt.
Much so?
Just drain the... We've spoke about this before. Just drain the lake.
Drain the lock.
Just find the lock and drain it.
Dry that lock.
Like, I'm
dry
sorry.
Dry the lock.
Can I just say lock. That... You would have found him by now.
That's exactly right, Louisa. Although,
yes, it's big. It's not big enough to not get a submarine down there and just go hunting for him. You look, put six submarines in there.
All right. Yeah. How you find? Run us through how your approach to finding Nessie.
You're getting 10 submarines.
Six jumped to 10.
I've jumped to 10.
Yeah.
And you're putting them all in different designated locations. So you've all got your whatever square meter radius.
Yep.
Of your fucking submarine,
yeah,
of your Loch Ness Monster hunt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you all go hunting for him, look around, there's nowhere for him to hide. Bam, can't find him.
Also, this is under the assumption that Nessie is an ageless wonder. You know what I mean? How old would that motherfucker be now?
Hundreds and thousands.
I don't know about that. I don't know about hundreds and thousands.
I love hundreds and thousands on white bread.
Yeah, fairy
with
bread.
Butter.
Fairy bread.
Like it's delicious.
For all our foreign listeners, I don't know if you guys, fuck, this is such a fucking, I don't know if you guys have ever tried fairy bread, but if you're American or you're fucking one of the Brits or the Irish or anyone listening, give fairy bread a whirl. It's white bread, butter, sprinkles or 100,000. So 7th century AD.
How the fuck have you not even finished your story about the hundreds and thousands and gone straight back to Locke?
Well, the earliest report of a monster.
I told you it was hundreds of thousands. Back to the hundreds of thousands that on bread.
7th century AD isn't... Dull, that's...
Shut up.
That's like 500 years.
Yeah, I see hundreds of thousands. So it could be hundreds or thousands. You fucking idiot.
You said hundreds and thousands.
I said whatever I said was correct. Hey, quick one. Quick cue. If you're lost for ideas on Trinket Tuesday, feel free to bring in some Fizzer bread.
Okay. All right.
You might want to write that down.
Yeah, that's actually a good shout.
Because you're known for forgetting things.
No, I'm not. Not me.
You are a goldfish. I feel sick.
Fairy bread. So they're doing an expedition. I think that, like, I wonder how much money they spend on these sort of expeditions, because let's be real, they all know that the fucker isn't there. The fucking...
Some people did see it think he is.
Yeah, I know, but they know deep down it's not. But the tourist money they must generate.
But it's the same
warrant spending money on these expeditions.
This feels like deja vu. I think we've had this conversation before, but same as Bigfoot. You know, like you people think they see a big foot.
You know, they say about big feet. They leave tracks in the woods.
And it's like people think they see the Loch Ness pop up. Hey, champion, that's probably like a trout.
Yeah, it's
just peering his head through.
You've taken hallucinogens. You've literally just eaten mushrooms from the high mountains of Glen Eddick.
I honestly feel
and you've seen a trout.
Yeah, I thought you meant me, and I was like, I feel a bit spacey.
Oh, that's you generally.
Nah, it's you know when you take so many supplements and painkillers that you've a bit, whoa.
Yeah, I took 4 nighttime cold and flus and pissed the bed.
I took two cold and flus, couple of... I won't talk about what I've taken because people will go, you can't take that many.
I'll tell you what you have taken. Let's be honest. TDD's heart.
And the way you looked, you kind of tilted your head.
I did. I wanted to be like real sincere.
Oh, you're a good kid, kid.
You dropped the L bomb yet?
Yeah.
Oh, you sweet little thing.
What?
It's young love, man. It's I love to
well,
see.
It's not
it.
Young. We're old now.
No, no, no.
Of course, we would have dropped.
It's all relative, sweetheart.
Yes, he said it first. Sorry, TDD.
Yeah, blokes usually do, don't they?
Yeah.
But it's always wait it. For it.
I felt it, but I wasn't going to say it first.
You know what Steph used to do? She used to say illy, without saying it.
Yeah.
I was like, fucking nerd. Just
nah,
up and say it.
If we're texting or... No, actually, I'd never say that to him. I'll always say I love you or love you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, why are we giggling?
It's just so nice.
Oh, we love love.
I'm just so warm and fuzzy inside.
Don't, I'll start crying.
Oh yeah, fuck. Maybe that would.
Nah, I don't think.
We're gonna get you crying a bit later. Now, what other Lulu go surfing?
Well, it's also mean that I've had to prep a segment when I'm sick. Yeah, that's aimed at you, Jack.
No, I understood. You were looking at me as you said it. And there's 2 of us. We're the only 2 that prep segments. It's like
I'm looking around the room.
Willie just cops a blast just for fucking shits.
Oh, this is a good one. You'll like this. Give you one more. Just waiting for the Wi-Fi.
All right.
What? Porch pirate dresses up as a trash bag to steal package worth $10. So this man dressed up as a trash bag and waddled towards the doorstep in order to steal a package containing 2 phone chargers.
Oi.
So he's fully dressed as trash.
Oi. Well, number one, he didn't need to dress as trash. He is fundamentally trash. Number two, I fantasize about catching some cunt trying to steal one of my fucking
online
packages.
Have you had something stolen?
Nah.
I remember Powell's, those delicious alcoholic seltzers. They send me quite a few mixes every now and then.
Yeah.
Someone was stealing them in my old apartment.
I remember you and
I were going to set up a fucking
camera. Yes, yes.
Cheeky fucks. We never did. But they stole probably 2 shipments of delicious Pals.
See, that fucking shits me.
Mummy needs her alcohol.
Yeah, mama needs that good, you feel me?
Yeah.
But, mate, I watch YouTube videos Have you seen these motherfuckers that have started to set up bombs, fake packages with like bombs in them? You know, okay, she's got a little koala. So these guys have started building like stink bombs, shooting out stuff. So when these, and it's the cameras inside the boxes. So when these fucking grubs come and steal shit off their veranda, they go home, it's all filmed and everything, and they open it and it starts going tick, 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 boof, and just starts spurting out big alarms and shit. It is the most satisfying thing to watch because these...
Oh, because they've caught the fuckers.
Yeah. And then these fucking bogan cunts, one of these cunts, they stole this package and then they were like, they wanted to like press charges or something because they'd like...
They'd stolen it.
They'd stolen it, but they were like, you know, they'd done this and this was just, it wasn't fair what they did to us. And I'm like, you stole the package, you fucking scumbag.
You little trash bag.
Mate. So wait, what, run me through this. So how was he sitting there in a trash bag?
So he dressed up as a trash bag, a big black one.
So he dressed up as a Kardashian. Continue.
And then he waddled towards the front door.
I'm happy with it.
And waited there and stole it.
Right. So what would happen if someone was like...
This is actually more uncomfortable.
What would happen if one of the owner of the house was like, oh, we need to put that rubbish out?
Well, you'd go to lift him and you couldn't lift him because he'd be too heavy, Jack.
Correct. And then you busted.
So well, I don't think he'd be there for long. Like, how long are you going to pretend to be a piece of trash? Well, your entire life. Right.
You've essentially taken my Kardashian joke and just
I didn't because it was completely different. I just said that you were in a, being a piece of trash your entire life.
You've
called
me a trash bag, so it's like you've just taken my...
Well, I didn't because I didn't use anything to do with the Kardashian.
Right. Yeah, I know. Because I'd made the joke about people being trash.
So now I can't make any jokes about trash?
You can. You can.
Suddenly yours, is it? Did you put a copyright on that?
No, it was just.
Because I'd say that comedy is subjective. Yeah, and so it insults.
I would agree.
And I'd say that trash is subjective.
It trash is subjective.
Yeah, because one man's trash is another man's treasure.
Correct.
Yes.
Now look at you learning stuff.
Yes, well, I learned that from Aristotle. Go to sleep. Now wake up. It's time for red light, green light.
Well, now who's very lucky?
Me.
Well, we both are.
Because we've got a special guest again.
Don't we?
Woo!
Now who have we got for red light, green light?
Bryn, who's from Heartbreak High Season 2.
He's a good fella, Bryn.
He's such a good bloke. Hey, can I say I finished...
Really liked him.
I finished the series last night.
Did you?
Holy shit, the end is good.
Fair dinkum.
Won't give you any spoisies.
Don't give me any spoisies. Thanks, mate.
But
none of us needed spoisies at this stage of the game.
It's Vez good. Well, welcome back to Bryn, who plays Spider on Heartbreak High Season 2, playing now only on Netflix.
Wow.
Oh, no, I've been learning that line.
That was unbelievable.
Off microphone for the last 3 days, and I've nailed it in one go.
You've crushed it. Welcome back, brother.
Thanks for having me
back. We like the hat on you. He's got Excuse Me Senorita merch.
It looks tremendous.
Very good.
It's a beautiful colour there.
It's a beautiful colour on you.
Did you have fun last time in the studio with
us? I did.
I had a great
time. We
loved having you here.
We really did.
It was a lot of fun.
Thank you for having me back. I'm glad I didn't ruin our relationship.
You did, certainly didn't. Okay, if anything, good. You've strengthened it.
Okay, good.
Hence why you're back, Russ.
Great.
mate, this is a bit different this time, though.
Okay.
So last time we did the hotlines, bedwetters, you're absolutely crushing it. Still
so
crushing
good.
It.
Keep them coming as well.
Correct, Amundi. This time, we're doing a game. It has been a staple of our podcast, I think, since nearly day dot, hasn't it?
It has. It was is one of our very first Seggies.
Is that right? Segments.
Seggies.
Red light, green light. So, but because you're here, Brent, we thought it only appropriate to do a Heartbreak High Season 2. Right. Well, I guess just had a Heartbreak High theme-related red light, green light.
Yeah.
So the way that it works is we basically will name a topic and then we all have to discern whether we are red or green on that topic. Red being against it, green being for it.
Okay.
So,
similar
for example,
car.
You're, excuse me, Senorita, wear Meanwell hat, red light, green light. You would be a
green light.
Of course, you would be.
He's good. He's a good kid.
Fuck. Hell of a kid. Green light. So, do you want to kick us off, Lulu?
Yeah, I would love to do that. That's so kind of you to let me go first.
Pleasure, treasure.
Thank you. Okay, the first one, red light, green light. Not telling your friends you're in a relationship. It's off your little secret.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I guess it depends on the reason behind it.
There needs to be content.
I don't know. I'd say if you're hiding it because you know they're going to say,
what are you doing?
What are you doing? Then probably not the best. But if you're hiding because you're like, no, I want to keep this for us. But I don't know. Yeah, I'd say red light probably.
Do you know, there's a very special, you can do a very special answer. If you are truly not sure and you're on the fence, you can go orange. We'll allow
There's
it.
There's no rules it's in this game.
The rules are that there are no rules. Yeah,
they're correct.
You could say blue light and have its own meaning if you really wanted to.
Well,
blue light, yeah.
I might bring that in next
week.
Let's
not push things. Have you ever done that, Lele?
No, but the only thing I can think of is being in high school and I was dating a bloke who we'd been on off for so long and we didn't tell anyone like the fourth time we were back together because it's so toxic. So I'm going red light.
Yeah,
because if you're hiding it from your mate.
Because it's toxic, sorry.
There's a reason for it. It's a red.
Yeah.
It's a red like this jumper.
Well, as
those shoes like that.
As most of our listeners know, I'm not exactly the relationship connoisseur from high school. But I was 60 kilos dripping wet with severe acne. Now, I don't know if you know.
He looked like a rat.
I still do.
Oh.
But way more ratty.
More ratty.
Matty.
Matty. So Matty. More Matty ratty.
Impossible to do, but somehow.
Remember, oh, I might be aging myself. Remember Raddus the Rat, Madigliano?
Yeah. Fucking the Ferals.
Feral TV.
I literally talked about the Ferals last week in press.
Really?
They were like, what Australian show would you want to bring back? And I was like, the Ferals.
Dude.
And then,
I wish I knew. What is then, it?
Well, this is our time now.
Oh, sorry.
It's like the Australian Muppets, but the Muppets were all like fucked up animals that lived
like
in a barn.
In the
yeah. And there's a rat called Raddus. He's the leader of the gang. There's a cat called Madigliana.
Yeah, Madigliana.
She's fluffy, but she's tough. And there's Darren. He's a dopey dog.
That's it.
And then there's...
What's
the other one? I can't remember the other one.
What was it? B, do you remember?
Was there a fox?
That was
Darren.
The dog.
That's that's the dog.
I can't remember.
There's another one. I can't remember what it was.
The
rabbit. The rabbit.
The rabbit.
Yeah.
And Mixie, because of myxomatosis. Yes, dude.
Oh, I wish I
knew. It was great.
No, we're all having a great time this year talking
feel
about
left
this.
Out.
It's nostalgic
for
us.
Left out.
Yeah, so I was very much Raddus the Rat. So I didn't get a lot of relationship experience through high school.
Yeah.
So I'd argue I'm probably red. If you're hiding it, probably red.
Well, you'd want to announce your relationship because you never had them.
I'd scream from the fucking hilltop.
That's what I mean. You'd get a microphone and go, I have a girlfriend.
You're correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
All right, your turn.
Okie dokie. So, red light, green light crew, holding a grudge.
Red. I'm very much, have your conversation, get it all out there and move on.
So this is in context to maybe releasing old grudges, as people do tend to change from their high school days.
Yes.
So maybe...
I think of who I was in high school and I was very different to who I am now.
Yeah.
More annoying?
Impossible.
Correct.
Absolutely impossible.
Tremendous answer.
I'd say red light. I think I'm definitely like, hold on to your stuff for a while and then... But
let
then the more you hold on to it, the more...
Stressful
for yourself. You're just hurting yourself. And
agree.
It's just like, at a certain point, you just gotta.
I'm green. I fucking love it.
That's what
really?
I was about to say.
Yeah.
You got people like from high school that you still hold a grudge against?
Mate, high school. Yep.
He's thinking back to this one person being like,
I do. I do. But. Primary school, definitely still.
Fucked, Jack.
No, fuck.
That's got to be living somewhere in your body and giving you like gallstones or something.
Nah, dude, I kind of dig it. It's kind of like, fuck them.
You know what it is? That cough that
it's
you have?
It's the grit.
Yeah.
That's your grudge from primary school.
Still living inside you. Yeah.
Yeah, it still lives inside me. I'm green. I'm a hold the grudge.
Okay.
That's fair as well, you know.
I'm literally, as grudgy as that chick that lives in the fucking attic.
You are the grudge.
I'm literally
the grudge. Yeah.
Okay, red light, green light. Yeah. Spiking the punch at a formal.
Oh, yeah, green light. not red light. Red light, don't do that.
Green
light, for sure.
Well, I do think we...
But with what?
We need to stipulate.
Yeah.
There needs to be some stipulations here.
A little bit of tequila.
Sure.
Oh, mama.
Green. 2CB, no.
What'd you say?
2CB, no. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
No narcotics.
Yeah, good.
No narcotics.
Petrol?
That's
a red as well. I'm just trying to get a base here.
We're just gauging.
Yeah, we're gauging here.
Sprinkles? You know, those things you put on fairy bread.
I understand that's not
tastes weird.
Yeah. So much spike in the punch.
Well, it is. With
I think it's fun in theory if it's the right thing.
I think it's fun in theory, but then again, a lot of danger to it. I mean, if you spike the fucking punch with a heap of whiskey, if you got a little concoction in there,
that's true.
Something
could
happens.
Get fucked up.
It's very dangerous.
But
true.
Let's all be
it
safe.
It could also be a lot of fun.
Let's all be safe and say orange.
Orange, and like immediately I'm like, yeah, but then, you know, what if someone's never drunk before?
Exactly right.
Especially in school,
hold on. In context of our school, absolutely not.
Yeah, definitely not.
Yes.
No.
If it was a party that we were having right now and someone spiked my punch, I'd be very happy with it.
I'd be stoked, yeah.
Can but I be honest? When you said alcohol. It like that, it sounded like one of the greatest euphemisms of all time.
Someone spiked my punch.
Someone's, get over here and spike my punch.
Yeah, but actually, high school, I'm changing it as a red.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, red.
Yeah.
But at a party with us three, you
spike
can
my punch.
Spike,
my
spike
punch.
It right up, yeah.
You got the last one, Jake. So sorry.
Oh, Jake. I do indeed. Okie dokie, red light, green light, crew. Love triangles. As seen, obviously, with Amory Malachi and Rowan.
Yes, the Dubbo boy.
Good, strong
Dubbo boy. Well,
I've actually got a yarn about this.
Go on.
My friend from home, I grew up in a place called Walker. We all went to school in Armidale.
Yeah.
My mate from home went to Armidale Uni. Now, it came out after a little while. I remember just seeing like smoke in the horizon at Armidale. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? All hell was breaking loose. This bloke that I know was dating a bird from uni. He was a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
He was dating another girl from town and another girl from town all at the same time, all without them knowing that he was dating the other. And they all thought that they were his girlfriend. Three at once, dude.
You'd get the names wrong, and how do you have the time to text or see that many people?
Yeah,
you know how much I was like, fucking you motherfucker. I'm over here. We're dealing
not
with this
one.
Shit.
Yeah. Not one.
He was rocking three at once, full on relationships. And not only, I mean, gee whiz, not only when it all came to light, did the one at uni was like, you're a pig, see you never.
Yeah.
The other two were like, no, we're fighting for this.
Oh, no.
No way.
Yeah, so they had like probably essentially a root-off.
Well, Jack.
Essentially, I believe the term is a root-off, yeah.
It's an
something
old
on
age.
Those lines, yeah.
It's an old age.
Shakespeare, I believe.
Yeah. Yes, he did say that one, didn't he?
First read on Othello.
Wow, fuck, that's crazy.
I'm definitely going read to it, the old love triangle.
Yeah, I think so.
Not for me.
So much admin.
I mean, if it's ethical, then sure. But if it's in that context where it's like, this dude just fucking didn't tell
the
three people.
You'd be devastated finding out.
I'm so surprised they both weren't like, all three of them weren't all like, fuck you. Yeah.
Like John Tucker Must Die.
Haven't seen it.
The movie.
We're more of the Feral TV.
Anyone else?
Ferals?
Yeah. Anyone in the studio seen John Tucker Must Die? You want to back me up?
Well, what was your yarn?
Burma?
What was your yarn about the bloody?
No, I got it wrong. Mine wasn't really a love triangle. It was more that the guy that I was seeing when I was younger sort of ended it with me and then started getting with one of my mates. So it's sort of an
12 years later, can we add?
No, it was not. It was like a week later. Well, actually, probably a day later. So it was more of a half love triangle. It was more of a...
Like there was definitely a bit of blur in the...
Yes, blurred lines.
These feelings of...
Similar.
It was more of just an angle.
Yeah, it was an acute angle.
Triangle, rather than the try.
It was an acute angle, actually. Is that what that one was? Yeah.
I think it's red in those contexts.
Yes.
But I think... What's the harm in a one-night love triangle between...
between friends.
I believe it's called a threesome.
A threesome,
I believe.
Yeah. Correct. One of the,
correct.
One of the
what's the harm in that?
One of the greater love triangles, just quietly.
That was a good red light, green light, guys.
Mate.
A lot of fun. A lot of raunchy topics in Heartbreak High Season 2.
There are, certainly. There's a lot of raunch. A lot of raunch. It's funny watching it back with my parents.
I'm going to,
It's
what is that like? Because you get a bit of, there's a bit of raunch with your character.
They warn them when it's happening, but yeah, it's
Still,
it's hard to weird. Watch. Yeah.
Can I also?
They
ask,
want to be supportive. But it's
yeah, exactly. Like, and then, but they're not going to be too supportive.
Like, yeah. Just, good work. Yeah, good work, son.
Go.
Proud of you, buddy.
Nice work, champion.
Like father, like son. Yeah. And can I ask? What is it like filming
the intimate scenes?
Yeah.
It's great. Like, it's very. Okay. Like,
it's great. It's great. I can see it.
In that way.
Career trajectory.
It's great in that it's like. Just like pivot. After we get cancelled season 3. Great in that, like, it's so supportive. There's people called intimacy coordinators now who are on every set who are basically, like, fight choreographers for, like, sex scenes, essentially.
Really? That's
cool. Yeah, 100%. Which just did not exist kind of prior to Me Too.
Wow.
Like, it genuinely used to be they'd be like, okay, go on, fucking take
get
your clothes
it.
Off and just wow. do it. We'll just roll.
Bro.
And it'd be a, you know, a room full of people. Like, whereas now we have, yeah, intimacy coordinators who it's their profession to kind of facilitate that kind of stuff. Everything is like super choreographed.
Is that like isn't like they'll be like, okay, put your hand
yep,
there.
Yeah, you figure it out. And then you also just like you actually use a thing which is like red zones and green zones where on the day where you're like, my chest is red zone today, but my arms, like my side of my hips, my like knees, green, crotch red, like you go through and you do that every time just before you're about to start it. So you can change if you want. You're never locked in.
That is so interesting, but also very smart, because otherwise it would just probably make it awkward and not sort of known, whereas at least with that, it's like literally a dance.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Also
yeah.
scarily reminiscent of my sex life at home with Steph.
No touch zone.
No.
There's a whole heap of Netflix red, buddy.
Yeah. That's a red zone, red zone, red zone, red zone, red zone, red zone.
Yeah, in fact, could you just fold the washing and sleep upstairs?
Could you just get out of the house?
Yes, darling, of course. mate, thank you for coming in again.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it, mate.
So good.
It's been fucking awesome. Appreciate
we've been loving watching the series, and I really hope there's a season 3.
100%.
Sure. Yep.
Fingers crossed. 100%.
You want to do the outro? Because I did the perfect one the first time.
Playing now, only on Netflix.
Oh, knocked it out of the park.
Wow.
It's very good.
The kids got it.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you.
Close your eyes. I've got a surprise for Jarch. Okay, ready? Open your eyes. Lulu threw $500 cash at
Jarch. I'm rich.
I might take one.
Don't
of
you back. Fucking touch my money. You touch
told
my
you I'd pay my bets. I'll pay my bills.
Whoa, hold on. Let me see if it's all there.
Oh, as if I'm going to shortchange you, champ.
300. 350. $500.
There you go. Straight to the pokies, champion.
Okie dokie, smoky fucking chokey. Well, that would be my wheelhouse, Lulu. But what I'm going to do is... I'm going to give this back to you. Do you want to know why? Because I'm joking. I'm keeping it.
I was about to go, I'm going straight for a shop after this.
Wow. Maybe that's a present.
Give me $50.
I don't know if you know, but I took that gum off my boot.
I'm kidding. I want you to have it.
Wow. She paid. Hey, Adalden always pays their debts.
We've always said that.
We have. And we haven't stolen that from any sort of a popular fantasy related show.
Adalden always pays their debts.
Yep. I can't believe I got me 500. Good memory.
Thanks.
All right, you ready for some hotlines?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, buddy. Well, now I've got that 500. Yeah, absolutely.
G'day, fishy breath, Adalden. Jack. Just call about the names that you got for the humble fanny. Known as the box or the mick, and the handy little mick is also a unit of measurement. A mick hair, also known as red light, green light. The word moist. Gotcha, cuds.
He was a mick hairs away from it, wasn't he?
I was confused about that.
He was just giving us some other terms for a munay.
Oh, right.
Yep. Just some helpful terms.
Just a helpful guy.
And the word moist?
Red light, green light?
Green. Like, imagine having a moist slice of chocolate cake.
Yeah, see, that it doesn't sound great to me, describing chocolate cake as moist.
A
although
moist
I know the moister
cake?
It is, the better it is.
Yeah.
But I'd love if there was another word for it.
I like it. Moist.
breathe, Jack. Just leave it.
G'day, you are you fat 8-year old little fucker and you tall, lanky fuckwit. For my job, I live in Adelaide and I do a lot of line marking, like footy fields and soccer overs and whatnot. A lot of the jobs we do are in the parklands, which is notorious for homeless people. So I'm out here now, and instead of calling the cops or whatnot, I thought I'd just fucking call you guys, it's a funny yarn. I look over at my ute, which is about 100 metres away, and there's two homeless blokes stealing tubs of paint out of the back of my ute. Yeah, we got another theft. I've listened to you blokes in my headphones, and that's what made me think of it. So I reckon they killed us, saw them scampering off with two each, so they took four out of my ute. I don't pay for it, so I'm not overly phased. But yeah, I thought that was a funny little yarn for you.
That is a great little
yarn. Anyway, all the best. Bye-bye.
Hooray, mate.
I love that he's just let them take it.
Fair enough. He's just like, I'm not going to call the cops. I'm going to call you cunts.
Yeah.
I'm watching two blokes steal shit out of the back of my ute right now.
Fair enough. Let them have it. And he's just like, man.
What? I wonder what they're doing. Like, oh.
Maybe you'd sell it.
Huffing.
No, they might be selling it or something.
Yeah, they're selling it, Lou. They're selling the paint to their nostrils.
No, you could probably get money for it.
Love you, buddy. You're a sweet little naive thing. You didn't grow up on the streets of Walker like me, kid.
Fuck off. Grew up on the streets of Palmy North. Probably worse.
Porth.
Lulu, Jarchi, love the potty. I have just come to a realisation that every time Lulu says, I had a Portuguese tart, she sounds exactly like Hermione does in the first Harry Potter movie when she says, well, I'm going to go to bed before either of you come up with another clever idea to get us killed or worse, expelled. Thought that was pretty funny. Love the pod. Keep it up. Keep up your singing, Lulu. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you, bud.
That is so true.
It is very Hermione. You got a lot of Hermione about you.
Well, she's like, oh, worse, expelled.
Yes. Well, I've had a Portuguese.
I had a Portuguese tart.
Oh, fuck. Sorry, my fucking neck.
Poor Jarchi.
That is so very, very true. That is so very, that's a great pickup.
I like that.
Hermione Granger. There's a bit of Hermione about you. Like you would at school, I think you would have been a good little thing.
Are you fucked?
Yeah.
I'd be, like, kicked out of every class for being so loud and annoying. Oh. Yeah, I was one of the big dogs. You wouldn't want to fuck with me.
Were you naughty at school?
Yes, I was a naughty little bitch.
Okay.
I was a naughty little senorita.
I don't think I was
yeah,
like
you
a
were
bad
actually
kid.
A I was loser. Just annoying. You were a geek. Just be honest.
Nah, I was.
You actually would have put your hand out and be like, sire, I know the answer.
Cunt, are you an idiot?
Woo up, dude.
Jack.
Are you an idiot?
Yes, I am. Have you done a podcast with me for the last 2 years?
I didn't know the answer to anything. Number two, I was just annoying.
Right, so you haven't changed.
Hurtful.
My favourite part of this podcast,
Judge, you can have Kevin.
How you described me as Voldemort. I walked in like,
that's so funny. Hello, you two. I've parked my car up.
All right, last one, Lou. I think you'll like this one.
Okay, thank you.
Lulu, Jachi, love you guys. There's been some rude introductions recently, just fucking really just pissing on you guys. So I wanted to tell you that I love you. I think you're both beautiful. I've just listened to your last podcast, 146. Lulu, where the fuck did you find TDD? Because that man needs to be protected at all costs. Stop. He is the sweetest guy. His response when you told him you put diesel in your car is the cutest thing I've ever heard. So put a smile on my face in the morning. He's good looking, nice guy. Handcuff him to your house. Don't let him leave. Anyway, love you guys. Keep up the good work.
You know.
Love you.
Love you.
So sweet.
Can I?
That was TDD calling up.
Yeah. I think we're like, we've got Stockholm syndrome. You know when someone has been kidnapped. And then they become infatuated or on the side of their captor. We're so used to such vehement abuse from the bedwetters that that nice hotline was like, oh.
I could have cried. Holy, I was like, that's so sweet.
Holy dilly. Do you see your chinless rat fucking cunt?
Yeah.
And you fucking stinky little, bitch. Yeah. What?
No, that was very sweet.
Oh, that was great.
He was very good in that call.
Thank you.
He's got a bit of a temper, though, when he wants to.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
He's got a, yeah. He was very sweet in that call, though. I'm surprised he was so chill. I'm surprised he wasn't like, what the fuck, Lou?
It was very good of him.
Very good.
Hey, mate, thank you for that.
Knows how to calm
Lou down. That was fucking lovely.
That was very sweet.
Now, listen up. We love a lot of you.
We love you so much.
Abuse-ridden bedwetters, or even the sweet bedwetters.
Yeah. Send some more nice ones, actually.
My care factor is zero, but it was lovely.
Let's do as many compliments as you can next hotline.
Okay. Mama's really feeling not great. your mama, by the way. We love a lot of you bedwetters.
Love you guys.
Now, I'd love you all to keep pissing, honestly.
Oh. There wasn't even a fake sniff. There was an actual sniff. And we'll see you on the Patreon if you're sticking around.
If you're sticking around. Bedwetters for life. We love you. We love you guys.
Now, give me that cash back.
You're sorry. Sorry, mate.
Thanks so much.
Cool. Thanks for doing it to
show.
That's all
right. That's okay. It was a good gag. Yeah, pass that back right now, you fucking
piece
of shit.
Did you want any more? I had actually another 100 in my
wallet.
Yes,
give me 600 for the kindness.
That's 620. I've got 600.
Give it here now. Thanks. Okay, cut that bit, really. Cut that.
Sorry.
Bye, guys.
That's so they can't hear.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.